Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory to God. Worship team, thank you very much for what you've done. You can give them another big hand clap. Hallelujah. Yes, that was very good, especially without guitars. Hallelujah. These are two Sundays in a row. Okay, we've done worship without guitars. Glory be to God. And last week I told Bruce that we can do without them. Glory be to God. Because there's a point where you don't like feel that they should be there. Glory be to God. So thank you, Bruce and Andrew, the instrumentalists. Hallelujah. Amen. So thank you so much, Bruce. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. There's someone I gave advice in church here. I told them that don't be on people's case to do anything in church. All right? Because, I don't know if, George, you know, there are people who are supposed to leave LAT. But I don't know them. You understand? I don't know them. However, so every time, so I gave someone advice that you might be on someone's case to do something, yet they're the ones who are supposed to leave. Glory be to God. It might be Brian, it might be whoever it is. Okay, so make, and by the way, it is of God. Okay? It is of what? It is of God. So, you should cooperate with God. You understand? Don't make it hard for people to live. All right? Make it as easy as possible. Because you might be resisting God by being on Brian's case. You understand? Don't. Hallelujah. All right? Yeah. Do you know about that? When you're in Dubai, you don't listen to other things. Okay? Yeah, there were two dreams. I think there were three. Two dreams. Actually, they became three dreams. Because later, Vanessa also had. Okay, now, there's some people who I know that it is not them. Okay? I mean, they are not many. They are about two, just two. So if you're in someone's case, come to church, you haven't come in a long time, come and do this, we need you. Please, don't do those things. Joan, don't. Okay, Esther, don't. Whoever it is, you understand? How do you know that they're the ones what? God actually wants out. Okay? Could be what? Brian and God wants him out. Okay, so don't disturb what? People, glory be to God. Okay? Of course, as we are all what? Human beings, we have excuses why but God looks through those, and he's like, that is what? Nonsense. Glory be to God. It's a wonderful thing being a pastor of LAT for your own information. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. By the way, the dreams were that. The vision and dreams were that when those people leave, okay, then there's going to be a mass inflow of people. Okay? So every time you disturb someone to remain in LAT, you could be messing us up. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah. But concerning playing a guitar. I have a daughter. She has a toy, what? A baby guitar. It broke, the strings broke, and there are only now two strings. But Abigail can play a song with just two, what? Two strings. And to what? Call you home and listen to her. No one has taught her the song. She just starts Okay? So I was thinking, it's called what? You know when you get someone from like P1 and you get them to P7 real quick? Fast tracking? It's called what? Yeah, it's anyway, you know, eh? He's trying to do that with her. Okay? So that now I have someone in my home so that we don't quegadida what? Anyone. But then she's good. It's a gift. Two strings. Okay, she will play for you. Man, it's amazing. Isn't that so, Eden? It's amazing. She does that two strings. Okay? It's called fast tracking, eh? Okay? You fast track a person, eh? You're like, because there's a need. Pa, 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 pa. You, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Good to see all of you. George, good to see you again. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, we've been doing a series on end times. Okay? We've done five lessons on the end times. And today we are going to do our sixth. We're going to do our what? Our sixth. Hallelujah. And this our sixth, okay, we have entitled it, or I have entitled it, the millennial reign of Jesus Christ. The millennial what? Reign of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. When I began, there's a topic I began with, and later I realized that actually God wanted me to go on and on with this, okay? So, yeah, so I made it a what? A series. Glory be to God. Amen? So, the millennial reign of Jesus Christ. Now, technically, or in truth, the millennial reign of Jesus Christ, okay? Quasi, millennial means 1,000. All right? Yeah, the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ on earth, technically, it is not end times. Okay? Okay, all right? The end times end, and then a new era starts. Okay? And that new era will be 1,000 years. So, technically, the reign of Christ is not end times. Glory be to God. All right? But for purposes of understanding these things, I've decided to include it also, to include it there as part of end times. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, today, in this topic, these are the things we are going to address. Okay? We are going to address what events will immediately precede the 1,000-year earthly reign of Jesus. Then we are also going to see some of the key events that will kickstart this era. Then we shall see what our role in the kingdom shall be. And then we shall look in the Bible and see who else will be there, who else will be in the kingdom with us. Okay? And we shall see again from the Bible where we shall reside, what life will be like on earth. Okay? We're going to answer all these questions to the best I know how and as briefly as possible. Glory be to God. All right? Now, the immediate event that will precede the 1,000-year reign of Christ, precede, quasi, means to come before. All right? All right? Yeah. These things are important, okay? They are children in our midst. Yeah. Okay? And even adults. Okay? Who, yeah. Who got, yeah. Hallelujah. Okay? Let me tell you one story. This is the only story I'm going to tell you because I have many scriptures to read. So in all level, okay, you remember we do Cantab. Now this is 1993. I did senior four in 1990 what? 93. I'm trying to see if glory was born. You are not born. man. Because you add a 7, then 2,000, then you add 22, 29. So if anyone is 29 and below, you are not here. Hallelujah. So, but back in the day, 1993, we were doing senior 4 exams. And so, yeah, the results come out. I go with my dad. Okay, the list is displayed down there, you know, up there. And so, man, see, man, one, you know, Then, yeah, English literature. There was a 9. English literature, there was a 9, man. But for me, I didn't care. I was like, I'm going to do what? Sciences, and I've battered them. There's no way smack any school at that time would fight to get me. All right? Yeah. But anyway, the good news is that now when we go to get the results, sleep, it is not a 9. Okay? It is bad, but it's not a 9. It was a 5. Glory be to God. Anyway, yeah, hallelujah. Now, the immediate event that will precede the 1,000-year reign of the Lord will be the ending of the battle of Armageddon. You remember? We studied that battle. Okay? Okay, Bob, do you remember? You were not here. Okay, Revelation chapter 19 from verse 20. It says that then the beast, this is the Antichrist, okay? The beast was captured, and with him the false prophet who worked signs in his presence by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. These two were cast alive into the lake of fire burning with brimstone, and the rest were killed with a sword which proceeded from the mouth of him who sat on the horse. And all the birds were filled with their flesh. Okay? So we continue into chapter 20. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal on him. Glory be to God. The Antichrist, the false prophet inspired by the devil, okay, waged war against Israel. Okay? Then, at a certain point, the Lord intervenes with us, the saints. And we come down and we fight for Israel. Okay? And now we see the battle ends. Glory be to God. The Antichrist is dead. Alright? The false prophet is dead. And the devil, their master, is bound away for 1,000 years. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, after that, there will be the burying of their corpses. Alright? Ezekiel chapter 39. Okay? You remember that Gog, Magog, Tubal, Meshech? Eh? You remember those? Okay. Ezekiel chapter 39 from verse 11. It says, now this is at the end of the battle, it says that it will come to pass in that day that I'll give Gog is the Antichrist, a burial place there in Israel, the valley of those who pass by the east of the sea, and it will obstruct travelers, because there they will bury Gog and all his multitude. Therefore, they will call it the valley of Hamon Gog. For 7 months, okay, for 7 months, the house of Israel will be burying them in order to cleanse the land. Indeed, all the people of the land will be burying, and they will gain renown for it on that day that I am glorified, says the Lord God. They will set apart men regularly employed with the help of a search party to pass through the land and bury those bodies remaining on the ground in order to cleanse it. As they say, at the end of 7 months, they will make a search. The search will pass through the land, and when anyone sees a man's bone, he shall set up a marker by it till the buriers have buried it in the valley of Hamon Gog. Glory be to God. So, burying. Okay? Hallelujah. Okay, we are going to bury the Antichrist. Okay? And the false prophet. And the armies. Okay? And they are going to be buried in Israel. Because Israel, okay, and the Middle East, okay, this is a place that is going to be the epicenter of all that is going to happen in the end times. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. All right? Now, after that, there will be what the Bible calls the judgment of nations based on their treatment of Israel. Nations are going to be judged. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 25. Is it Matthew or Matthew? Matthew, eh? But you need to be, what? Serious. Okay? Bruce, don't overbe, what? Spiritual. Ngangoboza. Because you're even scriptures. Anyway, please, find out. Yeah. Okay? Anyway, Matthew chapter 25 from verse 31. It says that when the Son of Man comes, this is Jesus, when he comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. Okay? So the nations which will have, the peoples who won't have died, okay, during the wrath of God, they will gather, you know, before the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I don't think all people will go before the Lord for that judgment. Okay? I believe it will be representatives. Now, that is my opinion. Okay? Like Museveni, is he still in? No. He came back. Eh? Okay? But he was in the U.S. last week. So he was representing you. Okay, so the nation of Uganda was in the U.S. last week. But you're like, man, sitting yanga kubati. Well, you were there. You were where? You were there. Hallelujah. So all the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another as the shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer Jesus, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you a drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me. The brethren here, Jesus is talking about the Jews, the Israelites. Remember, prior to this, a battle has just taken place. Okay? In Israel. Hallelujah. Okay? Israel, as in, I think, half or the people in Jerusalem have been killed. Many have fled the land. Many have been imprisoned. Okay? So now nations are going to be judged based on how they treated Israel, especially during that time. Glory be to God. Okay? Please put this passage that you've heard since you are a kid. Okay? Put it now in what? Context. Glory be to God. Put it in what? Context. Hallelujah. Okay? So he will say to them, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me. Then he will say to those on the left hand, depart from me, you cast into the everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. So I believe these are going to be now the leaders of nations, okay, who were involved in the planning, okay, planning of that battle, or arming Ukraine, rather arming with Turkey and the nations which are going to come against Israel. Okay? These are the leaders who God will say, to whom God will say, depart from me, you cast into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not take me in. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick, and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they also will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister to you? Then he will answer them, saying, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And they will, and these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Glory be to God. Now, pray that your country during that time, okay, will not be a goat nation. All right? Yeah. And anyway, just pray. Pray that your country will be a sheep nation. A sheep nation is a nation that will treat Israel right, especially at that time. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, after that, or during that time, there will be the regathering and populating of Israel. Remember, many Jews will flee the land. Okay? Many Jews will be taken captive during that time. Hallelujah. Of course, in addition to those Jews who won't be in Israel at that time. Okay? Most of the Jews, I think, right now, the majority of them, I think, are in the States. I think they're in the States. Once upon a time, it was in the, they were in Eastern Europe. Okay? But after the Holocaust, or around that time, many of them went to the U.S. and some went back to Israel. Okay? But the emphasis here is that many of them, during that war, the war of Armageddon, or the, anyway, they will flee the land, many will be killed, many will be taken captive, many will be imprisoned. But it's going to be bad. It's going to be what? It's going to be bad. And just pray that your country will be favorably disposed toward Israel at that time. Glory be to God. So anyway, after that war, there will be the regathering and populating of Israel. Isaiah chapter 49, verse 8. Thus says the Lord, in an acceptable time I have heard you. Okay, so this is speaking to the Messiah, to the Christ who was going to come. Okay? In an acceptable time I have heard you. And in the day of salvation, I have helped you. I will preserve you and give you as a covenant to the people to restore the earth, to cause them to inherit the desolate heritages. Okay? Who are these who are going to inherit the desolate heritages? The Jews. Okay? Because Israel is going to be bombed badly. Hallelujah. Okay? Verse 9. That you, Christ, may say to the prisoners. Okay? Remember, they're going to be in prison. Okay? That you may say to the prisoners, go forth, as in get out. He's going to set the captives free. Alright? Then to those in darkness, show yourselves. They shall feed along the roads, and their pastures shall be on all the desolate heights. They shall neither hunger nor thirst, neither heat nor sun shall strike them. For he who has mercy on them will lead them. So he's leading them. Jesus is leading them back to the land. Glory be to God. He will lead them even by the springs of water. He will guide them. Okay? Bajja kubabatambula. You've seen like in Rwanda or in Congo. Okay, when people, refugees are, you know. Okay, but here he says that I'll make sure that there's water along the way. Glory be to God. I will make each of my mountains a road. So God is going to make roads. Glory be to God. These things are real. Thank God, those of you who will have been raptured will be there with the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Remember, we shall have come back with the Lord to fight against the Antichrist. After that, then these things will take place. Glory be to God. Then he says that I will make each of my mountains a road, and my highways shall be. Then, verse 12. Surely, these shall come from afar. Look, those from the north and the west, and these from the land of Sinim. Probably that is somewhere in Egypt, I think. Okay? Then he says, sing, O heavens, be joyful, O earth, and break out in singing, O mountains, for the Lord has comforted his people. His people, the Jews. Okay? For the Lord has done what? Comforted his people and will have mercy on his afflicted. The Jews will be terribly afflicted. Okay? Then he says that, but Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me, and my Lord has forgotten me. It will seem like that during that battle. Because Israel is going to be beaten badly. Okay? And they'll have this attitude that the Lord has forsaken me, and my Lord has forgotten me. Okay? Then the Lord responds and says, can Christine forget her nursing child and not have compassion on Raphael? Eh? Okay? Can glory forget? Okay? Can glory forget Andrew's baby? But they have a kazivagalava nabawe. Women. I was telling someone many years ago, okay, that men are the only ones, okay, men are the only ones, unlike women, who really try to say that, okay, husband and wife are one. As in, don't involve the children. Before the kids, we are one. Okay? Women, in their heart of hearts, like, those are yours. Those things of we are one, those are yours and your scriptures. Me and my children. Okay? And you see they are here and they know that, Pastor, you're saying the truth. You ask, okay, maybe, okay. Chris, Okay, who? Okay, Christine. Okay? Anyway, if Jesus appears to her in a dream, you see, in a dream, you can't lie. But the dreams, if they are from heaven, you can't lie. The truth, yeah, the abundance of your heart comes out. Okay? So the Lord appears to whoever in a dream and says, tell me the truth. Mr. or child, as in say the truth. Women, what? We assure Jesus, I know you said, Mr. and I, we are one, na ye, or abana vange, my children. Okay? Hallelujah. And you men, the earlier you get this revelation, the better. So you won't be on your wife's case, but why don't you serve me first? Why don't you start? Why the kids? Just get these things real quick. To just understand that what? You are number two. just get to know it, and then you will live happily thereafter in your marriage. And so the Lord says that, can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget. The evil mothers may forget. Hallelujah. But the ones in this church, Tevasovora. Okay? He said that surely they may forget, yet I, the Lord, will not forget you, Israel. Even during that hard time, he says, I still remember you and I am for you. Glory be to God. He says, I will not forget you. Then he says that, see, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Your words are continually before me. Your sons shall make haste wherever they are. Your destroyers and those who laid you waste shall go away from you. Lift up your eyes, look around and see all these gather together and come to you. As I live, says the Lord, you shall surely clothe yourselves with them all as an ornament. Okay? Talking about the children of Israel. Okay? Israel will be clothed with them. Okay? And Israel will bind them on herself as a bride does. Okay? For your waste and desolate places and the land of your destruction will even now be too small for the inhabitants. And those who swallowed you up will be far away. The children you will have after you have lost the others will say again in your ears, the place is too small for me. Give me a place where I may dwell. Israel will again be populated. Glory be to God. Then you say in your heart, who has begotten this for me, since I have lost my children and I am desolate, a captive and wandering to and fro. And who has brought this up? There I was, left alone. But these, where were they? Thus says the Lord God, behold, I will lift up my hand in an oath to the nations and set up my standard or banner for the peoples. They shall bring your sons in their arms and your daughters shall be carried on their shoulders. Kings shall be your foster fathers and their queens your nursing mothers. They shall bow down to you with their faces to the earth and lick up the dust of your feet. Then you will know that I am the Lord, for they shall not be ashamed who wait for me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. That will be the regathering, okay, of the scattered Jews. Okay? And also the repopulating of the land of Israel. Because many, the Bible says, I think in Zechariah, that is it a half or a third of the Jews who will be in Israel at that time will be killed. Okay? Now that is just in Jerusalem. But what about in the other parts of Israel? Hallelujah. Okay? And I guess even in the other nations where they are at, okay, there will be some fools who will go for them. Say, how about you die, you know, Okay? So it's going to be bad. But those who fled will be regathered, okay? And once again, Israel will be populated, okay? And all this is happening during the 1,000 years, or at the beginning of the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. Now, in addition to the regathering, there will also be the rebuilding of Israel, okay? And the Lord Jesus will be in charge of that. Glory be to God. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives." Hallelujah. Okay? There's spiritual captivity, but there's also real physical captivity. Okay? And Israel will experience it, and the Lord Jesus will proclaim liberty to them. Glory be to God. You remember? Jesus quoted these two verses in Luke chapter 4. Okay? Hallelujah. There's a spiritual application to it, but there will also be a physical, a natural application to this. Glory be to God. So now we know that this is Jesus speaking. He said that the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. Okay? To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. The day of vengeance. This is going to be the day when Jesus will come and basically revenge, okay, pour out his wrath against the enemies of Israel. By the way, when Jesus quoted this passage, okay, he stopped at to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. That is why he stopped. Okay? Because this one, the day of vengeance of our God, was in the future. Glory be to God. Umanyi, Jesus, teyasoma Bible just far. Glory be to God. Okay, so he stopped at that, okay? And he knew what he was doing. Okay, so the day of vengeance is coming, okay? And that will be the time also when he will comfort all who mourn. Israel will be in mourning. So he will do what? He will comfort them. So he will come to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beautiful ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Verse 4. And they shall rebuild the old ruins, and they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. In the millennium, okay, at the start, this is going to happen. Glory be to God. Engineers are going to be working. Okay? Already now, this shows you that engineering work will be going on. In the millennium, work will be going on. There will be rebuilding. And this rebuilding will be with solid stuff, as in physical thing, not spiritual bricks. Okay? You understand? Okay, it will still be the earth as we know it now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Now, the Old Testament saints, okay, like the patriarchs, okay, and the prophets will also be there. Okay? Will also be there. Because you remember, the Bible says that when the Lord comes at the blowing of the last trumpet, the dead in Christ will be raised first. Okay, so all, even the Old Testament, what? With saints. Okay, those, anyway, they will all be raptured if their bodies are still down there. Okay, and they will come back with the Lord. Glory be to God. People like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, they are going to be there. Okay? And God wills, God wishes that you're there with them. Hallelujah. Okay? Luke chapter 13 from verse 23. Okay? Someone said to Jesus and said that, Lord, are there few who are saved? And he, Jesus, said to them, strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I said to you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master, this is Jesus, when once the master of the house has risen up and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock at the door saying, Lord, Lord, open for us. And he will answer and say to you, I do not know you, where you are from. Then you will begin to say, we ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets. So he's speaking to Jews. Okay? But he will say, I tell you, I don't know you, where you're from. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God and yourselves thrust out. Okay? Some Jews are not going to get into the kingdom. They're going to be what? Thrust out. But the point I wanted to make is Abraham will be there. Father Abraham will be there. Okay? His son Isaac will be there. Will Ishmael be there? I don't know. Okay? The Bible doesn't talk about that. But we are sure of Isaac. Okay? We are sure of Jacob. Okay? Jacob, Israel will be there. Okay? We are sure of Enoch. We are sure of Moses. We are sure of Elijah. Hallelujah. We are sure of Elisha. Bajja kubeerayo. Glory be to God. Then you go to them and say, nakusoma ko mu Bible. But already already have been with them in heaven at the rapture. Not even here, you say, kale nakusoma ko mu Bible. You understand? Hallelujah. But they'll all be there. Glory be to God. And many others. Will Adam be there? Huh? Are you sure? I think he will be there. Because remember, when he sinned, okay, he was forgiven. I hope you remember that. You remember, the Lord came and what? Wrapped a skin of an animal around him. Okay? Where did the Lord get the skin of the animal? God killed an animal. Blood was shed. Glory be to God. Okay? So Adam, he will be there. He will be where? He will be there. Okay, many Old Testament saints. Mary. Okay? Mary. Mary will be there. Joseph will be there. Banji bajja kubeerayo. Aaron. Will Aaron be there? Miriam. Okay? And many will be there. Glory be to God. Together with us. If you don't mess yourself up, glory be to God. And by the way, even David will be there. David will be there playing his what? Glory be to God. Okay? It says that. Okay? Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 25. It says that then they shall dwell, okay, the Jews, the Israelites, they shall dwell in the land that I've given to Jacob my servant, where your fathers dwelt, and they shall dwell there, they, their children, and their children's children forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Glory be to God. Okay? David is coming back to be king. Of course, the ultimate king will be the Lord, who is Jesus. But over Israel, he will entrust that with David. Okay? Glory be to God. And of course, like the Bible says, the 12 apostles of Jesus will also be in charge of their nation, Israel. Glory be to God. We see that in Matthew chapter 19, verse 28. Okay? So it says that Jesus said to them, the 12 apostles, he told them that surely, he said that assuredly I said to you, that in the regeneration, when the Son of Man sits on the throne of his glory, okay, remember, Jesus came back to sit on his throne. So this is the time. So when he sits on the throne of his glory, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Glory be to God. Okay? Judging, that means like you say, what, punishment. No, they'll be in charge. Amen? It will be like the cabinet. Okay? The apostles of the Lamb, the apostles of the Lord. Of course, Judas Iscariot is not among them. Okay? Who replaced him? That's up to you. There are some people who say, Paul, yeah, I'm replacing her. But the other guy said, no, Bagai Basaba, come on, Nabawani. Barnabas, was he Matthias? Yes. Okay. But there was a footballer back in the day, a German footballer, soccer player called Matthias. Yeah. Now George is awake now. I know how to get chaps to what? To hallelujah. So, who it will be? But just not there will be 12. There will be how many? In charge of Israel. Okay? But David will be the prince. Glory be to God. This seems to imply that they won't be in charge of Uganda or England or America. You know, again, it seems to imply, so don't quote me on this. It seems to imply. Okay? So it seems to imply that the people over who judge Uganda, who will be in charge of Uganda, will have been Ugandans back in the day. Hallelujah. And they will also judge their tribes. We're going to have tribes. But some anthems won't be what? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? Now, so David and the apostles of Jesus will judge Israel. David will be a prince over them. Okay? And we also, the Bible says we shall be kings. We shall reign with Jesus. Glory be to God. We shall reign with Jesus. We who will have been raptured and then return with the Lord. We shall reign with Jesus. Revelation chapter 20, verse 4. Okay, John says that, I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment or authority was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. Glory be to God. Okay? So some Christians are going to be beheaded. They're going to be what? Quiz. They're going to be what? Hallelujah. Okay. There's a reason why I'm asking quiz. Does he know the dream? I tell him. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And so those Christians who won't worship the false prophet, who won't worship the Antichrist, okay? And they are killed, okay? When the Lord returns, he will return with them and they will reign with him for 1,000 years. Now, it is not only them who will reign with the Lord, but all those Christians who, even those who didn't get an opportunity of being beheaded. Hallelujah. Habata funya kakisako. Okubaba matters. The honor of being a martyr. The honor of being beheaded for the sake of Christ. Alright? They also reign with him. Because it is not their fault that they didn't get the opportunity. They loved the Lord. Okay? And that's why they were raptured. Glory be to God. Now, which team do you want to be a part of? Guamani. The beheading ones or the ones who get raptured? But God will what? God will choose. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be. So they will reign with Jesus for 1,000 years. Or we shall reign with Jesus for 1,000 years. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And your authority over whichever sphere of life you will reign over. Okay? Your authority will, the extent or the magnitude of your authority will depend on how faithful you were here on earth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? Hallelujah. If you are faithful 10%, Jakuba Muluka chief, you're laughing over these things, but these things are going to happen. And people are going to cry in the millennium. They are going to cry because of the wasted opportunities. Wasted opportunities. Glory be to God. Reigning as kings. But of course, reigning in different spheres. There will be those who will be in charge of praise and worship. By Esther. Hallelujah. There will be those who will be in charge of the education ministry. Because education will continue. Do you understand? There will be those who will be in charge of the animal kingdom. Eden might be among those. Man, if you want Eden to wake up, just talk about animals. Oh, yes, we'll show animals. There's a man. And it's amazing, she knows the name. You know those hard names of animals? Some animals, which are not even in Uganda, Eden knows them. You know, so sometimes I think, is this chick going to do zoology? You understand? All of that done, the animals, her thing. Okay? And the people are going to be in charge of different things. They will reign over those departments, over those spheres of life. Glory be to God. And by the way, we shall reign over angels. Angels. Hallelujah. Okay? 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. It says that, do you not know that the saints will judge the world? The saints will be in charge of the world. They will govern the world. Okay? Then, verse 3 says, do you not know that we shall judge angels? Okay? We shall judge angels. We shall reign over them. We shall be telling them what to do. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Angels. I tell you, well, no, these things of just saying that angels are in this place, holy ground, the angels, when you don't, they're aware, you know. Those days we shall be interacting with them, but angels will be under us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We shall judge angels. We shall be over angels. Now this is in the scriptures. It is not my things. Hallelujah. Grace Joy can see her eyes are like, wow. Okay. Sometimes the younger you are when you hear these things, the more impactful what right? They are. The same of you are here, you just think about the other what? Uploti. I'm talking about serious things, but you think about uploti kawa. Anyway, you understand, you are mechanic. I know those things are okay. But for now, okay, just we have a few minutes. Okay? Let the Lord paint a picture in your heart of how this coming dispensation is going to be like. Okay, so that you can be inspired to strive to make sure that you are a part of it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, we shall not only be kings, okay, but we shall also be priests. That's what it says in Revelations chapter 5, verse 10, and other scriptures. Okay, speaking about the Lamb of God, the people in heaven say that, okay, the Lamb of God has made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on earth. Okay, so we are going to be kings and priests. Okay, what do priests do? Okay, priests offer sacrifices unto God. Okay, one of the sacrifices that will go unto God in the millennium will be praise and worship. So praise and worship is going to continue. There will still be praise and worship leaders. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Alana, you should be a part of them. Praise and worship, it's going to continue. But that is not the only thing that will be happening. These things of thinking you're going to sit on a cloud forever. Okay? Seated on a cloud, muli mubanga, with a harp. All that is garbage. That is what? You're not working. Then you're like, but won't we get bored? As in, you know, okay, the day, you're on the clouds, what, you know. All that is nonsense. But praise and worship will continue. What else do priests do? Priests teach the oracles of God. Hallelujah. So, church services will go on. Glory be to God. Priests are here. The priests of the Lord. They used to teach the word of God. So the word of God will still be taught in the millennium. Not only to those who will be still having natural bodies, but also to those of us who will be with glorified bodies. We shall still need the word of God. We shall still need to hear about the goodness of Jesus. Glory be to God. In the millennium, these things will go on. But they will be more awesome than they are now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And but the guitars will still be what? Played. Keyboards will still be what? But the playing in those days, my goodness. Gachari machi? Aha. Okay. Kalibala's woken up. And Judith. Okay. That is the motto of King's College. What? Budo. Gachari mawaga. Hallelujah. Christine, you can explain that to Grace Joy, what that means. Hallelujah. We shall be kings and priests unto our God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, where shall we reside? Tunabelawa. Lubowa. Ruzira. Bamunanika. Where? Wobulenzi. Jerusalem. Qatar, Dubai, where? Okay? By where we? The we, I'm talking about we who will have been raptured and returned with the Lord, with glorified bodies. Where shall we reside? Okay? My opinion is that we shall reside in the new Jerusalem. But we shall have work, okay, elsewhere as assigned by the Lord. Nengo regulo. Okay? In the evening, we go back home. Now, that's my opinion, and I might be correct. Right. Glory be to God. And it didn't have to be at 6, at 5:30. When you go out taking a nap. Eh? The what? There won't be a night. But now, just like chilling. You see, life is going to continue as it is now. Hallelujah. Okay? You remember in the Garden of what? Of Eden. Adam, before he fell, he was eating. No, eating for what? Was he getting angry? No. He still had a body that hadn't been touched by sin. Okay? But the things he ate, he sat down, you know. Hallelujah. So I believe we shall be in the new Jerusalem. Okay? Hebrews chapter 11, from verse 9, it talks about Abraham. He said that by faith, he, Abraham, dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Why did he live in tents? Someone has given you, that's your land. Build a permanent thing. But they didn't. They lived in tents, temporary. They did that because, okay, he did that because he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. You okay? Abraham had this knowledge that, okay, this is the promised land, but it is not the real one. He knew there is something better that is coming. Okay? The Bible says he waited for the city, okay, for a city whose builder and maker is God. Hallelujah. Now, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22 says, okay, that when you get born again, it says that you have come to Mount Zion. There's a Mount Zion in heaven. All right? And you have also come to the city of the living God. There is a city in heaven. This city is the heavenly Jerusalem. That is the city you've come to. That is the city Abraham waited for. Hallelujah. Would it be fair for Abraham to come back? Okay? And then he's living in Nsasa. When he waited for the city. You understand? So, it is my opinion, and I believe I'm right, that Abraham, together with us, we shall be residing in the heavenly Jerusalem. The new Jerusalem. Glory be to God. Okay? Now that new Jerusalem will be over, okay, the natural Jerusalem. Both will exist at the same time, okay, in those days. Hallelujah. They will exist simultaneously. The throne of the Lord will be both in the new Jerusalem and also in a certain way in the natural Jerusalem. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It is my opinion, and I believe I'm right, that we shall reside in the heavenly Jerusalem. The city Abraham waited for. Okay? The city to which, as believers, we have now come. Glory be to God. According to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22. Okay? But, like I said, we shall have assignments. Okay? You might be made a king. You're the king over Uganda. Because nations will still exist. Glory be to God. Okay? God will choose one person to be a president, or a king. Okay, over Uganda. Hallelujah. All right? And it is my opinion. And that person has to be with a glorified body. Because we're going to reign over the other people who will still be in their natural bodies. Hallelujah. So you reside in Entebbe, the heavenly Jerusalem. Okay? But you come to Kampala, to Uganda, to work. Glory be to God. That's my opinion, and I believe I'm right. But if I'm wrong, it's not a big deal. All right? you know there are some things, if you're wrong about them, it's not a big deal. Like whether we shall sleep. No, we shall not sleep in those days. I'm going to say, we shall sleep. Now, whether you're wrong about that, not a big deal. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But I believe that's where we shall stay, in the heavenly Jerusalem. The new Jerusalem. The city of the living God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, Isaiah chapter 2, from verse 2. We're going to see other things that will happen during those days. The Bible says that it shall come to pass in the latter days, okay, talking about in the millennium, that the mountain of the Lord's house, okay, the mountain upon which the temple of the Lord will be built, okay? It shall come to pass that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills. And all nations shall flow to it. All nations shall do what? They shall flow to it. Nations will go to Jerusalem. Many people shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways. Jesus will teach nations. Okay? And I believe that he won't only teach them the Bible. Okay? Please understand this, that Jesus does not only know, doesn't know only the Bible. What were our laws are that, what? This Jesus man, you know? I'm a new Bible, just your car. I'm a new Biona, technology. People will go to Jerusalem and he will teach them. You remember, he's going to be the king. And remember, he's God. The all-knowing God. So he's going to teach many things. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just so many keys, the keyboard. Glory be to God. So that's Boba, Ovamuki. Anyway, he's going to do what? He'll teach many things. Okay? So he'll teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his path. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, the teaching of the Lord, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Then he says he shall judge between the nations and rebuke many people. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. So weapons of war will be turned into gardening tools. Hallelujah. Okay? Then he says that nation shall not lift up sword against a nation. So there shall not be war in those 1,000 years. Neither shall they learn war anymore. No military academies in the millennium. Hallelujah. Ati mwe abagala entalo. Okay? Mwe abagala entalo. Millennium. Yeah. Mujja kudamu at the end. Glory be to God. Millennium mujja kuba mukola ki? Mukola bilala. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So nations will go to Jerusalem to be taught of the Lord. Zechariah chapter 14 from verse 16, it says that it shall come to pass that everyone who is left of all the nations which came up against Jerusalem shall go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the feast of tabernacles. And it shall be that whichever of the families of the earth, okay, whichever does not come up to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, on them there shall be no rain. Okay? If your nation doesn't show up in Jerusalem, there will be a plague, okay? And that plague will be no rain. For how long? I don't know. Okay? So you can see, there will be a little bit of suffering also in the millennium, depending on how well you align yourself with the instructions of the Lord. Glory be to God. But generally, it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be what? But remember, you will be having glorified bodies. If you have no rain, you understand? Eh? You'll be superhuman. Okay? And more than that. Hallelujah. In fact, you'll be, I guess, in charge of what? Of declaring no rain on some chaps. Because you remember, you'll be reigning with the Lord. Glory be to God. Isaiah chapter 65 from verse 19. Okay? The Lord says that, I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people. The voice of weeping shall no longer be heard in her, nor the voice of crying. Okay? Now remember, all these things begin to happen in Jerusalem, but they expand, they grow, okay, to cover the whole earth, to cover all nations. Glory be to God. Israel first, all right? Then they go on spreading to the nations of the world. Then he says that no more shall an infant from there live but a few days, nor an old man who has not fulfilled his days. For the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner, being 100 years old, shall be accursed. So you see, there will be sinners. There will be what? Jesus is reigning here on the earth. Okay? Some people have glorified bodies. And people see them. They interact with them. But some chaps will still choose to sin. Like, it's unfathomable. But it will happen. Okay? It will happen. And the sinners will even live long in those days. Okay? But Jesus is giving them an opportunity to get saved. People will get saved in those days. People will get saved what? But many will have died before that time and they will be in hell. Okay? During that time when the wrath of God will be what? Poured out. Many will die, go to hell. But some, for reasons which God hasn't revealed to us, some will remain. And they will give birth to children. Okay? And if their children die at 100 years old, they say, Umwana omuto afudde. Umwana omuto afudde. You understand? How big will they be? I don't know. And the Bible doesn't say. But this is the first time I've thought about that. How big people in those days will be. You understand? Because anyway, you think about those things. Hallelujah. Then he says in verse 21, they shall build houses and inhabit them. Construction will still go on. They shall plant vineyards and eat of their fruit. Okay, farming will continue. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree, so shall be the days of my people, and my elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. Work will be enjoyable in those days. Hallelujah. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth children for trouble, for they shall be the descendants of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. It shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. Before they call, I will answer. Okay? Why? Because the Lord will be here with us, on earth, here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And some of us will be reigning with him. Okay? Verse 25. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. Eden is now awake. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, and the dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. Okay? Chapter 11, verse 6. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the young goat. The calf and the young lion and the fatling together. And a little child shall lead them. Okay? A little child. How little will this child be? You got 97 years. A little child, 97, is leading what? Glory be to God. Of course, there will be a little child of 2, another little child of 97 years. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. And what will happen next? Where are we? Verse 7, the cow and the bear shall graze together, of course. Their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw. I wonder if the lion loves this scripture. You know, lion. One time I saw a picture of a lion. You know how it was? It's, you know, eh? Then it was saying, I am not proud, but the truth of the matter is, I only eat meat. You know, just, when I say, I'm not proud, but the truth of the matter is, I only eat meat. Hallelujah. So I don't know if he loves this scripture, that in those days, it shall what? Yeah, Bambi eat grass. Glory be to God. The nursing child shall play by the cobra's hole, and the weaned child shall put his hand in the viper's den. And so the mother won't be, say, how are you play? You do what? You play. Hallelujah. Okay? Glory be to God. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now all these things, okay, the emphasis is on the Lord. This glory, okay, this glorious millennial reign, okay, is going to be glorious because of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus' wish is that you be a part of it. Glory be to God. Jesus wants to reign with you, but remember, he's coming back to take only the righteous. The Bible says that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Glory be to God. And that was written to Christians in Corinth, in Kampala, that the unrighteous will not do what? Inherit the kingdom of God. On the contrary, the unrighteous are going to hell. So that means that they will not participate in reigning with the Lord on earth. They will not experience this glory. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So it behooves us to really to take our walk with the Lord seriously. Okay? Let us hate sin. When we sin, let us repent. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. By the way, I listened to Mike. There's a preacher in the States, a wonderful man. Most of you, some of you have listened to him while you are here. He's called Mike Biko. Okay? He said that they counted in their church, they counted the number of chapters in the Bible that talk about the Lord's second coming. Chapters. And they counted 150. 150 chapters are talking about the second coming of the Lord. Or these Isaiahs. The second coming, not the first. Okay? 150 chapters. Okay? There is no other
topic in the Bible that covers that many chapters, or chapters close to that number. It's not there. The most important thing is the second coming of the Lord. And that is why it should be the most important thing that the church, that Christians should talk about. Okay? It should be the thing that we sincerely look forward to. I'm telling you, if you don't look forward to the second coming of the Lord, most probably you won't be ready when he comes and you end up in hell. Glory be to God. I'm on a certain group of men, gentlemen. There are few. Okay? So, on that group, when Christine shared with us her dream, that was a week ago or 2 weeks ago, okay? Her dream of the second coming of the Lord. I shared that dream on that group. Okay? Now, all the men kept quiet on that group. I was talking to Dennis about it. They kept quiet. Now, these are saved men. Born again men. I've known them for Balokole. They kept quiet. Then, moments later, someone posted something about relationships between men and women. I won't say the word, but you understand. And man, people became awake. But you understand? And I was like, can you imagine? In my heart, I was like, can you imagine? These guys are born again. Something to do with the coming of the Lord. No response. But now they went, che. Someone posts about relationship between men and women. Man, guys posted, I was annoyed. And I went to say, like, now, what is the use of what? Being on this thing. Now, these are Christian men. But, in my opinion, they are a true representative of the church in general. Even to be a yes or come away, if you're to jack for numbers. In fact, they will say, but you're extreme, you're taking things too far. There's life to live here. Don't be so heavenly minded that you have no earthly good. But the Bible, 150 chapters talking about the second coming of the Lord. Glory be to God. So let us take these things very seriously. Glory be to God. The kingdom is what? It is coming, and God wants us to be a part of it, to reign with him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.